Welcome to the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast. Hi, I'm Hillary Bennett, former corporate stooge turned motivated mompreneur. After becoming a mom, I realized the two options offered to moms did not work for me. I didn't want to be a stay-at-home mom, but I didn't want to work a normal 9-to-5 job either. I wanted to live into my professional calling and be a present, joyful mom. So I left my 9-to-5 and started coaching motivated mompreneurs just like you to build and grow successful, sustainable, heart-centered businesses without sacrificing their family. Join me each week as we dive into business strategy, mindset and productivity tips, inspiration, and a lot of laughs. Let's get to it. This episode is brought to you by the Mompreneur Email Academy Welcome Series Email Template Pack. Wow, that is a mouthful. Your welcome series contains the most important emails you will ever send because the emails that are part of this series have the highest open rates, highest click-through rates, and highest conversion rates of any email you will ever send. No pressure, right? I know you can just take care of all of this in all of your free time. Said no mompreneur ever. But not to worry, because with my Welcome Series Template Pack, you can take the guesswork and overwhelm out of creating a welcome sequence that will turn interested leads into paying clients. Click on the link in the show notes to learn more or head over to www.hillarybennett.com. Now let's start this show already. Hey, Mama. Welcome to another episode of the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast. I am Hillary Bennett, your mompreneur business growth coach and email marketing expert. And today I am so excited because it is my 50th episode. And I can't quite believe I've actually been doing this for almost a whole year. Where did the time go? I have no idea. But I am super excited, and I thought that I would come in and share 5 lessons that I learned during my podcasting journey that has also been really helpful in my business. So I'm going to just dive right in. So the first thing I learned from podcasting is don't work too far ahead. Now, you know me, I love to plan, I love routine, I love structure, I like getting ahead of the game so that I'm not scrambling at the last minute. But here's what happens if you work too far ahead. Between the world changing and moving so quickly, social media changing and moving so quickly, and being an entrepreneur requiring so many tweaks and sometimes actual pivots, if you work so far in advance, you might actually be doing work that's not really necessary. Ugh, and who has time for that? I got so good at working ahead that there was at one point over the summer with the podcast where I had the next 3 months completely planned out, ready to go on autopilot. I didn't even have to think about my podcast. But then something happened. I was changing up what I was offering in my business. And I was finding that the people that I had talked to 3 months ago had been changing things up in their business as well. And so the information that we were talking about wasn't as timely, it wasn't as beneficial, and it just didn't pack as much punch as it could have if we had done it in a little bit more of a timely manner. So I'm not saying to always fly by the seat of your pants, but I am saying that if you work too far ahead, you might be talking a little bit outside of what is meaningful for people as they listen to it when it goes live. Now, specifically in terms of podcasting, some of this you are not going to be able to avoid because one of the beautiful things about podcasting content is that if someone loves you, they can binge your podcast from years ago because the stuff just stays there. And so, of course, it would be totally understandable that something that you're talking about 2 years ago might not be in the present mind of people listening right now, but you want to give yourself the best shot. If you're launching, if you're doing something new, if you're trying to move something forward, of really being as timely as possible. I also think that by working too far ahead, you could work yourself sort of into a corner and not be able to offer yourself the flexibility and creative freedom that you might really enjoy as a part of what you do. So there's definitely a balance here. Where can you work ahead so that you're not running around with your hair on fire and falling short of commitments you're making to yourself and others, but offering yourself the opportunity to be timely and to have creative flexibility. So that was one of the first things I learned in my podcasting journey. The second thing I learned is that, you know what? Gosh dang it, we are mompreneurs. And so that means that we get to make our own rules. You do not have to follow anyone else's rules in business unless it comes to like taxes and stuff like that. But when it comes to marketing your business, providing content, finding new customers, I mean, you need to do what works best and feels best for you. Period, the end. I don't care how many experts you hear saying, this is the way, this is the way, this is the way. At the end of the day, it may not be your way. And that is okay. So I'm going to talk about a few of the rules that I threw out the window when it came to podcasting, just to give you some four examples. But I think that this is such an important lesson that can be applied across not only your business, but your entire life. Motherhood, marriage, womanhood, etc. Throw the rule back out the window. So here are some of the rules that I do not follow in my podcast. Number one, I do not record a separate intro for my guests. So many of the powers that be in the podcasting world say that you should record your interview ahead of time, and then in order to put yourself as the expert or the person of authority, you then create an intro, bringing the listener into the conversation separately, and you kind of splice and dice that so that it comes ahead of the interview. Here's the thing. I don't want to do that. I just don't. I don't follow that rule. I actually have a little template that I use at the beginning of each episode, and while the person is on the recording with me, I introduce them. Not only does this feel more natural to me, it actually cuts down on a lot of the administrative work behind producing this podcast. So that's just one rule that I do not follow. And you know, I don't think it has had any kind of impact on the success of my podcast. And in fact, I've had people who've come on as guests that have podcasts themselves think, I don't know why I'm doing it this way. It's just so much extra work. Because the people that I hang out with create authentic authority because of who they are and what they say, not because of the way that they are trying to like peacock at the beginning of their podcast. Okay. So if you aren't enjoying yourself and if it doesn't feel authentic and natural to you and you feel like it's something that everyone says you have to do, I would really push back on that and say, well, how would you choose to do it if you didn't have this rule or this person telling you to do it this way? And explore that a little bit. All right. My third lesson, and I honestly think that this is actually the most important lesson that I have learned throughout my podcast, and that is the importance of finding your voice. The market is saturated. Most of you listening are probably online service-based entrepreneurs, and even if you're not, I'm sure you are still one of many women out there who do exactly what you do. The reason why people would want to work with you over the other person is because of you. It's not necessarily because of what you do, it's because of who you are. And they will never know who you are to be able to self-select into working with you because they think you are so badass unless you find and use your voice. There's so much that goes behind this. It is about being confident in yourself, loving who you are, loving what you're doing, and being willing to take a risk to make an impact. There's so much I just said there that could be an entirely standalone podcast episode. But the other part of finding your voice is finding what works for you. When I started podcasting, up until that time, I had been running the same kind of situation, but on my blog. I would have two blog posts every week. One would come from me that would be original Hillary Bennett content, and then a second would be a motivated mompreneur spotlight. I was putting so much time and energy into these blog posts, and to be honest, people weren't reading them and thinking, okay, I know who Hillary is. I have a sense for her personality and I want to hang with this chick. They weren't able to get that through my blog and I didn't really enjoy doing it. That wasn't me finding my voice. When I started podcasting, it was like, oh my gosh, this is so natural for me. I feel comfortable. I feel confident. And people are able to connect with me better because they can hear the intonation in my voice. They can hear me laughing or really emphasizing something. And that is where I shine, is when people get to hear the sound of my voice. And that is where I feel most comfortable and where my creative freedom sort of abounds. I usually don't have an outline or a script for my podcast episodes, and there are definitely some episodes where you'd be like, yeah, Hill, that was apparent, because sometimes it is a verbal vomit hot mess. But I also really like to come here and just share what's on my heart because I want to be your friend. I want to be your business coach. That would be awesome. I want to be able to help you write incredible, incredible emails so that you don't have to work as hard to make more money. Sure. But I also just want to connect with you. And if we were to go and have happy hour together at our favorite Mexican restaurant for some chips and salsa and margaritas, I'm not going to be coming to that happy hour with a script in hand, with an outline, with talking points. And so I don't really do that in my podcast either. This is what I'm talking about, finding your voice. It's that place that you feel alive and that you are able to connect with your ideal client. So whatever that is for you, I really encourage you to keep searching until you find it. And then when you find it, maybe not go all in because there are so many different ways that we can use our voice, but really you owe it to yourself to invest in that. And that is how you are going to be able to attract your dream ideal customer. All right. Next rule, rule number four, we're getting to the end, and that is have some freaking fun. I have said this at least once in most of the things that I've learned up until this point, but I want to make sure to emphasize how important it is to have fun. If podcasting wasn't fun, I would not have made it to 50 episodes. If running my business wasn't fun most of the time, I would be kicking it somewhere else right now. If you're not having fun, it's not going to be sustainable, because here's the dirty little secret of entrepreneurship that all of the Facebook ads don't tell you. It is really hard sometimes. It can cut into insecurities and self-confidence and financial insecurities, so many things. I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. It can be so hard that if you're not having fun in the things that you're doing, it is just plain not worth it. And so for me, podcasting is super fun. I love solo casts. I absolutely love doing interviews with incredible mompreneurs. And I love to be able to offer it as a resource to then be able to go on other shows and say like, hey, let's have a trade. All of that to me is not only strategic, but it's really, really fun. So if you are doing things in your business that you're like, I am not having fun, go back to my learning number two, which is make up your own rules and stop doing that crap and find something else that you can do in which you'll have fun. If you haven't listened to my episode with Deanna Seymour, now that I'm saying that, it may not be airing until next week, but I will be putting the episode with Deanna Seymour in the show notes to this episode, because she and I had a conversation all about doing it your way and authentically, kind of throwing the rule book out the window and what that means for business. So I'll be sure to link it there. All right, the last thing that I learned with the podcast is don't give up. Just don't give up. There is a difference between making a really sound, intuitive, and strategic decision about saying no to something. And for you, maybe that is podcasting. But if you have found something that you have been able to make your own rules, that you have found your voice, that you're having fun, don't give up just when it starts to feel a little stale. Or maybe you're not seeing the exact results you were hoping for as soon as you were hoping to have them. I really encourage you to stay the course, because you were beautifully and fearfully and wonderfully made uniquely on purpose. And the gifts that you have are important and needed by this world. And so if you have found that incredible combination of authenticity, of being able to use your voice and of having fun, I promise you are on the right track. So do not give up. I am throwing a little party over here. I hope that you are throwing a little party wherever I'm finding you today in celebration of the 50th episode of the Motivated Mompreneur podcast. And I just want to thank you so much for hanging out with me. It means so much that I get to have a few minutes of your precious, precious time every week. And so I really say that sincerely. And I hope that you come back next week for another dose of inspiration and information to build the business of your dreams without sacrificing your family. Bye, Mama. As a mom, I know that your most valuable resource is your time. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. If you like what you hear and want to connect more, head over to my website at hillarybennett.com or find me on Instagram at The Motivated Mompreneur, and let's get to know each other better. Also, if you could take a couple of minutes to leave me a rating and review, that will help me reach other amazing mompreneurs to share their gifts with the world.
Thanks for listening to my mommy's podcast. Mm-hmm.